Holy Letters of the Rebbe in Volume 14, Letter Number 5135. Baruch Hashem, the 19th of Shvat Tov Shin Yitzayim, Brooklyn. The Rebbe's address in the Gavos Bechosid, Yitzchok Sheyichya Marziano in Meknes. This is in Morocco. And the Rebbe says, Shalom Uvracha. The Rebbe says, I received with pleasantness your letter from Tuesday, which has two times Kitoiv, in which you write about the Fabrengen, the Svadus, in the joy of the redemption and our, the redemption, the freedom of our souls, about the Alter Rebbe's redemption, which was in Yutes Kislev, who the Alter Rebbe was the author of the Tanya, which is makes him a codifier in the esoteric part of the Torah, and also a codifier in the Shulchan Aruch, which makes him a codifier in the revealed part of Torah, Yutes Kislev. And he, apparently, the Rebbe got the letter from him, the Rebbe is acknowledging, and the Rebbe says, in the language of our leaders, that's the Rosh Hashanah for the teaching of Hasidus, the Yutes Kislev, and the ways of Hasidus. So the Rebbe says, the Rebbe prays that Yirotzen, that of course we know our sages even more as a foratory, because our sages tell us anytime there's ten people together, you have the divine resting over there. Even if they're not talking Torah, you have 10 Jews together, there is the divine there. As the Alter Rebbe brings down, the Rebbe references the Tanya in the Holy Letters, chapter 23, the Shekhinah rests over 10 Jews. So how much more so it's obvious that there is such a greater resting when there is a discussion. The Rebbe uses the phrase of the verse, "Kshenidbru yirei Hashem ish el re'eyu," when those who fear God spoke together one to another in words of Torah, words of encouragement for fear of heaven, for the love of Hashem. So, of course, you had the presence of Hashem, you had the divine there, because you weren't just gathered, but you discussed important matters of Torah and an awakening, an arousal for your Shemayim and the love of Hashem. And from it, all the participants were blessed in their gathering, them and their families. May they live in everything that they need from that Fabrengen. And the Rebbe says especially that when you got together at this gathering, you did it with joy. And it's known, there's a statement in the Zohar, the Rebbe always talks about that Zohar. When a person below, standing with a shining face below, so then they also show him a happy face from above, from Hashem above. That the joy that you show to Hashem is actually the joy that you get from Hashem. Oh Hashem, a happy face, you'll bring it down. The Rebbe says, may be the will, you should go from strength to strength till the fulfillment of the promise. With joy you will go out in the true and complete redemption through our righteous Mashiach. The Rebbe blesses them, sends regards to each and every one of the Fabrengers, those who were there in the community of Grasif, those who he counted, those who he mentions in his letter. Province in Morocco over there, and apparently he was there. They were the people that came to the Fabrengen. Rebbe is basically very happy receiving his letter about the Fabrengen, and the Rebbe says that this brought the Shekhinah because they also talked Torah, so sure, and it also brought blessings to all those that were there, especially when it's done with joy. If you show Hashem joy, Hashem responds with joy in return.